maybe if it was part part clay and part sand.
Humus soil and all that.
Yeah.
You place a good place, you can plant like potatoes and the cotton and.
Okay.
Anything that requires a lot of moisture, like okra. You know, when you plant okra, you kind of damp soil is the best for okra.
That's my favorite vegetable.
Yeah, I grow some. I got a little patch of them out in the back. And that requires a good bit of a little land, you know, damp soil. You take on it where it's dry, it's not too good. It's a lot of moisture.
Okay. Now, when you're getting water off the marsh, or your land was cold, was swampy, and you wanted to put it in cultivation, what would you do to get the water off it? You'd say you would
just drain it.
Yeah.
Ditch it.
What you call the thing you cut to drain the water off?
I mean the particular ditch?
Ditch. Now, what you call a shallow arm of the sea? Maybe a tidal stream.
A little bias. Comes out of bays. You know how it looks like the Gulf. You come here, you got the bay here, and then from the bay goes into the bayous and goes into the river.
Okay.
A little bit of narrow stream, we call that a little bayou.
All right. Now, a deep narrow valley in the woods that a stream of water had cut through,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe call it out. What do you call that?
That's mean cut and dry out.
Yeah, dry it out and just kind of cut out a big kind of
just dry bed.
Bed.
Stream bed. Yeah. Dry stream bed. Yeah. Cut out and then maybe move somewhere else.
If it made it say only when it rained, you know, the water had just kind of roared through mm-hmm. there and made a big deep.
Yeah.
Did you ever call it a gully or a gulch? Or ravine maybe?
A ravine would be more same for it.
There's been a heavy rainfall, and rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field. You know, just a little old
mm-hmm.
thing across the road, maybe a dirt road. Do you have a name for that?
A washout.
Okay. Now, what would you call a small stream of water?
It could be a creek if it's every day, uh-huh. A creek. That'd be such small streams.
Yeah. Is there anything smaller than that?
That'd be just a drainage ditch or just a small.
Okay. All right. Now, would it
from a spring where a spring draw starts, you know, the springs will eventually go into creeks, but spring heads.
Would a creek be fast flowing or maybe?
It's steady flowing and it all depends on the rainfall. Just like right now, see if it hadn't rained in a few days, it's steady flowing. It's moving, it's clear, real clear.
Okay.
But after hard rain, it'll be kind of real rough. But a couple of days, it goes down again.
Mm-hmm. Now, a small rise in land, you might call.
A ridge.
Okay. If it was larger, say larger than that, you might call that a.
This hill.
Yeah, or even larger than a hill, you'd call it a.
Yeah. Going to get big in the hills, you're going to be a mountain then.
Okay.